USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Folks in the nation's heartland said to stay on alert as severe weather could stretch into the night. The Storm Prediction Center forecasting the continued potential for outbreaks of tornadoes with widespread damaging winds in sections of Oklahoma and North Texas. A woman is dead and 14 people injured after a mass shooting at a crowded bar in St. Paul, Minnesota, early Sunday morning, and now three suspects are being treated for gunshot wounds but will be booked as soon as they're discharged. The mass shooting happening at the 7th Street Truck Park, a bar and eatery near the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul. No word on a possible motive. A Facebook VP says the company is trying to make Facebook and Instagram a safer place for teens.
We can't change human nature, and can do is change our product, which is exactly what we're doing.
Facebook's Nick Clegg on CNN's State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former White House Press Chief Stephanie Grisham says she regrets not resigning from her post as Melania Trump's chief of staff sooner. She said on NBC's Meet the Press, people should believe her written account of what it was like to work for the former president because she's now far removed from Washington, and adds she thinks Trump actually believes he won the 2020 election, and she also doesn't believe he's going to run in 2024. Crude oil prices were up in recent days, and analyst Trilby Lundberg says that means gasoline prices rose too.
Gasoline prices moved up 6 cents per gallon to $3.31, $1.07 higher than it was a year ago.
Georgia, the new number one team in the country after Alabama's historic loss to Texas A&M on Saturday. The Bulldogs, the number one now in this week's top 25 coaches poll, their first number one ranking since 2008. The Crimson Tide falling to fifth. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The San Francisco Federal Reserve President Mary Daly says COVID-19 is still impacting the U.S. economy, telling CBS's Face the Nation that right now the rise in costs of everyday items is directly linked to supply chain issues being felt nationwide. She says once the country's finally past the pandemic, it will see the sort of economy it's more used to. She says holiday shopping could be a bit of an issue this year with delays and maybe some price hikes because of the supply of products across the board. And for USA Radio, cotton prices the highest they've been in 10 years as prices reached $1.16 a pound on Friday, hitting prices last seen in 2011. Unlike then, though, the brunt of this spike isn't expected to be on retailers, but is being passed along to consumers. The man who brought us Captain Kirk says he's disappointed, but it's okay that his real-life trip to the edge of space is being delayed slightly because of the weather.
I am Captain Kirk!
William Shatner making the trip, as we reported a few days ago, but now Blue Origin says all vehicle mission requirements have been met and the astronauts started some training today, but because of the forecast winds on Tuesday, the launch will be postponed today to Wednesday, so takeoff is now scheduled for Wednesday the 13th at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.